This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's explore some of those questions right now with Liz Chatterton of the Chatterton Group. You can learn more about her online at chatterdengroup.com, often seen on headline news, CNN, Fox News, et al. Liz, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Corey. How are you?
Very good. Very good. So what's your take on what happened yesterday?
Well, holy moly. It was quite a day. Unexpected, I think, might be my first answer. As a Northern Virginian, I live in Alexandria, it was quite shocking to see Credeeds do so well in Fairfax County and in Arlington County. Incredibly unexpected, and to his credit. And how did that happen? Why did that happen? Well, Corey, we're still trying to figure that out. There are a couple of theories floating around, but as of this moment, there's kind of a stunned silence going on up here.
It is amazing. And, of course, for folks who weren't tracking this, just a few weeks ago, Credeeds was in a very distant third place, and a lot of observers were already sort of dismissing him as an also-ran, and yet here he comes to win this thing by a significant margin.
Yeah, no question. And I think it's more than anything else, it's the margin that is just so striking. If he'd eked it out by 1 or 2 points, I think most of us would think, okay, this was a very competitive race. We expected it to be a competitive race. But to have him just win it, just nearly with 50%, particularly he even took 50% in Fairfax County. I mean, I understand Senator Deeds taking 50% or more in Roanoke or in Harrisonburg or certainly in Charlottesville, but in Fairfax, I mean, that was what was so striking, was the incredible numbers that he racked up.
Yeah, Brian Moran and Terry McAuliffe, both Nova boys,
right.
they don't win Northern Virginia.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, absolutely right. I mean, think about it this way. Senator Deeds won the 8th Congressional District. That is the district that is held by Brian Moran's big brother, Jim Moran. I mean, how crazy is that? The 8th Congressional District includes all of Alexandria, all of Arlington, and a decent chunk of eastern Fairfax. It's a very Democratic district. And Congressman Moran has been that congressman for, my God, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. And yet Credeeds wins the 8th Congressional District. I mean, just astonishing. To his credit, to his campaign's credit, you know, Joe Abbey is the campaign manager for Credeeds and smart, smart, smart guy. And I give him a lot of this credit. I don't know him personally, but I know many people who do, and they've always said nothing but good things about him, and it's clear that they were right because he's a very talented guy.
The day we're talking with Liz Chatterton, a national political consultant. Liz, the day before the primary, we spoke with Brian Moran. We spoke with Terry McAuliffe. We were to have spoken with Credeeds, but he had a mix-up with his plane. Delegate David Toscano sat in his stead and talked about Cree and why he supports Cree. And he said something I thought was interesting. He said, you know, Cree stayed in service in his role as a state senator. He was in Richmond for those 45 days when, right. You know, McAuliffe and Brian Moran were out there campaigning. And David observed that he thought that people respected that, that he stayed on the job. He didn't cut out early to run for another office. Do you think that that resonated with voters?
I think it could have resonated with some voters for sure, but with all due respect to Mr. Toscano, it's a little bit of inside baseball. I suspect that most voters weren't aware that he had done that. But I will tell you what I think made a huge difference for Senator Deeds. That is another example of what Mr. Toscano was talking about, which is authenticity. And if really at the end of the day, I think one of the reasons that Senator Deeds came out ahead, even in Northern Virginia, is he was by far the most authentic of the three candidates. And what I mean by that is not necessarily that he was born in Bath County or that he was the only one born in Virginia, and I do think that played a small role, but that he was a very earnest campaigner, and he had the long record, and he had the history of working really hard for folks. And that was something that certainly Terry McAuliffe did not have, and that was certainly something that Brian Moran really had, but I don't think did a terrific job of showing, frankly, in his campaign. I think Credeeds came off as someone that people could trust, someone that works hard, someone that cares about voters, that cares about Virginia. And at the end of the day, that's what they were looking for. And his staying in Virginia, excuse me, in Richmond and working during the session as a state senator instead of campaigning is possibly a part of that more authentic message.
Right, right. We're talking with Liz Chatterton, national political consultant based out of Northern Virginia. Liz, the big question that a lot of folks, especially in the media, are asking today is, did the Washington Post really turn the tide in this primary race? Because, you know, Cree was a distant third. The Post endorses him, and all of a sudden, you know, he rockets to first place.
You know, Corey, you're right. A lot of people are playing this parlor game today, and I think the answer is yes, but I wouldn't overread it, and here's what I mean by that. I think what the Washington Post did was give Senator Deeds, especially certainly in Northern Virginia, an enormous amount of credibility, where before he had lacked some credibility. He definitely had lacked name ID up here. We just weren't as familiar with Senator Deeds as we were with Representative Moran and Mr. McAuliffe. And the Washington Post gave just automatically lent him a pretty serious amount of credibility, number one. Number two, I think it continued to play into this message of authenticity. The Washington Post is a very reputable newspaper, at least most people think so, and it looked at all three candidates and said, we're going to pick the guy from Bath County. We're going to pick the state senator from Charlottesville that nobody thinks can win this race. And so much of this is about, can this person win? And what a lot of things you heard about Senator Deeds prior to the Post endorsement was, quote, I like Cree, he's a good guy, but he can't win, unquote. And then this Post endorsement comes out, and I think a lot of people said, well, maybe he can win. Or they said, you know, he may not win, but he's clearly the best of the three. The Post told me so, so I think I'm going to go vote for him. I do think it had an enormous effect on him. Now, to that end, do I think that he could have won, you know, without the Washington Post endorsement? Potentially. By the margins he won, potentially he could have done it without the Post endorsement. But more importantly, can anyone win a campaign if all they get is a Washington Post endorsement? And the answer is no. Cree had to have the money and the infrastructure to be able to build upon that endorsement. And he did. He did a beautiful mail program in Fairfax County about that endorsement. His TV ads up here that ran in the last week were about that endorsement. He really played it up well. He used it well. So yes, it had a huge effect. But it wasn't the only thing that got him across the finish line.
Fascinating. We're talking with Liz Chatterton, political consultant. Honored to have her back on the program. So now, looking forward, Cree Deeds is the Democratic nominee for governor, running against former Attorney General Bob McDonnell. If you have the ear of the Cree Deeds campaign, what's the strategy that you recommend that they employ in this general election?
Well, so interesting. You know, it's 2005 all over again. Who would have thought it?
Yeah, it's a rematch.
It's a rematch, and for those who don't remember, I'm sure it's been on the news quite a bit today, when Senator Deeds ran against Bob McDonnell for Attorney General in 2005, it was one of the closest statewide races in modern Virginia history. Mr. McDonnell only won by roughly 300 votes. It went into a big recount, actually, for about a month, month and a half. It was incredibly close. I mean, 300 votes out of millions of votes cast. So very, very, very close race, which shows us how evenly matched these two candidates are. I mean, here we have two candidates, both Bob McDonnell and Cree Deeds, neither of them from Northern Virginia, which is sort of the population juggernaut of Virginia these days. That's where almost 40% of the statewide vote resides, in Northern Virginia.
Wow.
We have two candidates who aren't from there. So that's going to be very interesting. You're going to see both of them up here more than Northern Virginia probably wants to, and they both should be up here. Now, Mr. McDonnell is representing or coming from Virginia Beach, Norfolk, which don't underestimate how many people live there, and that's certainly an advantage for him. But then here you've got Senator Deeds, who's really got the whole Charlottesville into the Shenandoah Valley. Listen, there's still a lot of folks living there, which also means Southside Virginia and down into southwestern Roanoke are sort of looking for their candidate. I think they're probably going to lean Deeds a little bit more, but time will tell. In terms of their actual issues match up, in some ways they're very similar. Senator Deeds is very conservative on the gun issue for a Democratic candidate.
I was just thinking, I was just thinking the exact same thought. A lot of Deeds' policies and his politics have resonated with that red Virginia, South Side and down out in the valley. A lot of folks really, he's sort of an old-time conservative Democrat.
Absolutely. You couldn't be more right. He in many ways talks that talk and walks that walk, and they're going to connect with him. Remember, going back to this authentic message, that's not something that he contrived out of a poll. That's really who he is. Voters are not stupid about that. They can smell disingenuous, and Cree is nothing, nothing at all as disingenuous. He is very authentic. He's very real. He's from Bath County. He's a guy who can really go down and talk that talk. What's really going to be interesting for Cree is to have him come up and talk that talk in Fairfax County and have him talk that talk in Loudoun and in Prince William. Those suburban areas that didn't participate in this primary, they're not primary voters. They're swing voters who have as much in common with Bath County as they have in common with, oh, I don't know, you know, Western Pennsylvania. That's going to be a very interesting road for him. I think he's going to do well, but it's going to be interesting. And I think Mr. McDonald is going to be right there competing with those voters. I really think at the end of the day, the way that the Virginia population shift has happened in the last 5 to 10 years, it is the suburbs of Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Prince William, Loudoun, and Fairfax County that will end up deciding most of these races.
Wow, interesting. So yeah. We're talking with Liz Chatterton. She's president of the Chatterton Group, online at chattertongroup.com. Very quickly, the race for the nomination for lieutenant governor, not a huge surprise that Jody Wagner pulled that out with a significant lead. She certainly had the name recognition, having served in both the Warner and Kane administrations, a long history, a former congressional candidate. Mike Signer, though, seemed to be picking up speed there at the end.
He did. I think Mike actually ran a good campaign. I think he put in a good effort. It's very difficult for a man to beat a woman in a Democratic primary. I know that sounds kind of bizarre and perhaps sexist here in 2009, but as Democrats, we do tend to favor minority candidates when it's one against the other, so I think she had that natural advantage. I also think overall she just ran a better campaign. I think she was better funded, and I think she had a better message. Some of her commercials did make their way up into Northern Virginia. They were very good, and I'm excited she's our nominee. I feel really confident maybe we can break our losing streak for lieutenant governors for the last few years. I think she's a good nominee.
There you go. Liz Chatterton, online at chattertongroup.com. Liz, it's always an honor to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Corey. It's always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.